Recently, Twitter has had an abundance of new POC Wojak memes, with the meme having been adopted by new demographics and used as a celebration of their identity and often to humorously represent their disdain for other groups. The Wojak meme has been a popular meme among image board users since its appearance in the early 2010s. Wojak, or That Feels Guy, is a simple Microsoft Paint drawing that became a popular way to express melancholy, wistfulness and alienation. Wojak later transformed into a number of related memes, such as the Wagee, the Coomer and the Doomer. What these memes had in common was the intended personification of the many pseudo-roles that young men adopt in modernity, and their common emptiness and lack of fulfillment. Although there is a Coomer Wojak and a Doomer Wojak, there is no corresponding Happy Family Man Wojak or Hero Wojak. In its original form on internet image boards among young men, the Wojak was always presented as self-deprecation, a jarring presentation of naked sincerity and vulnerability. In its mass form, Wojak is beautified and presented in such a way as to exude confidence. Mass Wojak contains no element of critical self-reflection from its creator. It excludes it. In its mass form, Wojak is denied the possibility of the expression which was originally its sole purpose. Because the products of mass culture are unable to get beyond their own narcissism to any critical self-reflection, their creations are pure form, pure simulacra. The popularization and subsequent loss of meaning in the Wojak meme is reflective of a more general trend of the massification of innovations from niche male spaces, repackaged and universalized to appeal to a less intelligent, woke, global audience. In Simulacra and Simulation, Jean Baudrillard claims that postmodern society is characterized by the hyperreal, the blurring of simulation with reality. In hyperreality, authentic reality and meaning is gradually replaced by sign and symbolism. Baudrillard in The Consumer Society writes about the transformation of signs in postmodern society by mass communication, a description apt to the massification of the Wojak meme. Mass communication is everywhere defined by this systematization at the level of the technical medium and the code, by the systematic production of messages not from the world but from the medium itself. We enter here the world of the pseudo-event, of pseudo-history and pseudo-culture. A world of events, history, culture and ideas not produced from shifting, contradictory, real experience, but produced as artifacts from elements of the code and the technical manipulation of the medium. It is this and nothing else which defines all signification whatsoever as consumable. It is this generalization and the substitution of the code for the referential dimension which defines mass media consumption. Key here is Baudrillard's characterization of mass media consumption as necessitating the substitution of the code for the referent. In order to understand what Baudrillard was talking about, let's look at the orders of simulacra as he defines them and how they apply to the evolution of the Wojak meme. The orders of simulacra increase as it becomes less and less possible to trace the origins of the simulations. For Baudrillard, the first order is the reflection of a profound reality. In this case, Wojak is a sign to represent the familiar alienation and ennui of young men. The second stage is perversion of this reality, where we come to believe the sign itself to be an unfaithful copy. We can arguably see this development in the NPC edit of the Wojak meme. This is a perversion, an unfaithful copy, as the Wojak himself now becomes the mass man that his original sign defined itself against. A simulacra Wojak has now gone beyond the original intent of the creator. The third stage masks the absence of a profound reality, where the simulacrum pretends to be a faithful copy, but becomes a copy with no original. The black female Wojak may have vestigial elements of the original, but the original artistic intent is now absent. The intention is idealization rather than naked sincerity. Multiple versions of new Wojaks spring up representing various demographies, still pretending to be faithful Wojaks, but, in Baudrillard's terms, the code has now been substituted for the reference. the original referent, the meaning of the Wojak meme is absent. Only the code or the aesthetic form remains. And finally, we come to the fourth stage. The fourth stage is pure simulation. Here, signs merely reflect other signs, and any claim to reality on the part of any of these images or signs is only of the order of other such claims. To see what we're talking about, we can see the fourth stage, or pure simulation, when the mass Wojak becomes transformed into hyper-realist cartoons and fan art. What we're left with is a hyper-real representation of a person, with no connection left to the original Wojak other than a vague genealogical one. These signs are copies of copies, signify nothing except their own representation. What can also be observed in the new Wojak memes is how lacking of any serious political or philosophical content they are. And this is really another symptom of the massification of culture. The closest these simulacra ever come to an authentic message is blatant racism against white people and a restatement of the doctrines of political correctness. And this gets us back to the observation that the left can't meme. The observation is that the right memes to truth, while the left memes to power. And as I've observed before, the basis for humour is the shock of being exposed to an intuitive truth against a wall of ideology. That's why politically correct humour is an oxymoron. Inserting or assuming complex ideology removes the possibility of humour. Hence, humour in a society dominated by the left tends toward the right. And in a society built on lies, tends toward intuitive but unspoken truths. Men and women are different, equality is a myth, modern life is empty, deracinated, superficial, and devoid of purpose. Wojak captured that truth, but his repackaging by the normies reveals perhaps an even more disturbing truth. It is a reminder of the system's incredible ability to embrace its own contradictions, thereby co-opting and destroying its own opposition.